June 20th, 1906. Everything must be reduced to one single point. Everything must become a flame. Feeling very much in suffering, soul and body, and having spent the night with a flaming fever, I felt I was burning and being consumed. My strengths were exhausted, I felt I was dying, and added to that, he was not coming, truly I could take no more. Then, after a long time, I felt I was going outside of myself, and I saw our Lord within an immense light, and myself completely nailed, even the tiniest particles of my members. It was not just my hands and feet, like other times, but each of my bones had its nail driven into it. Oh, how many bitter pains I felt! At each slightest motion I felt lacerated by those nails and I fainted. I felt I was about to die, but I was resigned and immersed in the divine volition, which seemed to me to be the key that would open divine treasures, from which I would draw strength to be sustained in that state of sufferings, to the point of making me content and happy. However, I was burning. Those nails seemed to produce fire, and I was all immersed in it. Blessed Jesus was looking at me, and seemed to be pleased. Then he told me, "My daughter, everything must be reduced to one single point, that is, everything must become a flame. And from this flame, filtered, pressed, beaten, a most pure light comes out, not like the light of fire, but of sun, fully similar to the light that surrounds me. The soul who has become light cannot be away from the divine light. Rather, my light absorbs her into itself and transports her into heaven. Therefore, courage, this is the complete crucifixion of soul and body. Don't you see how your light is already about to take off from the flame, and my light awaits it in order to absorb it?" While he was saying this, I looked at myself, and I saw a great flame inside of me. A tiny little flame of light came out of it, which was about to detach itself and take flight. Who can describe my contentment? At the thought of dying, at the thought of being always with my only and highest good, with my life, with my center, I felt paradise in advance.